A Kind Voice Radio.
Welcome back to Your Kind Voice. I am your host, Angie Sams, joined with my co-host, Christiane. And we have been having such an empowering show. Christiane, don't you agree as far as educating ourselves and the audience about music therapy?
Yes, I definitely now can walk away with more knowledge about music therapy than I ever had before.
Exactly, and I'm a tweak my music therapy. Well, we have more in store for you. We have another guest that has joined us in the studio, and what he's doing is absolutely phenomenal. I must admit, I never heard of how he's using his kind voice, but the mission and what he's doing is absolutely great. Daniel, are you there?
I am.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for joining us this Saturday evening to talk about Climb for a Cause.
The pleasure is mine, and it's nice to be with you and Christiane. I appreciate you and your kind voice and the meaningful and worthwhile work that you all are doing. It's great, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Oh, yes, yes. We're glad to have you here. I mean, I just want to jump into it. Tell us, Climb for a Cause, how did it get started? Tell us all about it.
I guess you could say that it was an example of sibling rivalry run amok, or healthy competition among siblings. My brother is a practicing dentist. He had volunteered at a local, and by local I mean in Chicago, which is my hometown, dental clinic in a multi-social services charity called the ARC. And I, not being a dentist, could not compete on that level, but I asked them if they would be interested in having some sort of an athletic event. And so Climb for a Cause actually began as a 5K, 10K fun run, which was called the Run for the ARC, and that was in 1992. In 5 months from in conception to execution, it was 5 months in total, and we were quite successful, got 600 participants and raised over $20,000 and had a lot of fun and got a lot of gratification from it. And so I decided to continue those efforts. And about a year later, I got into mountaineering and hiking. And we did our first Climb for a Cause actually in 1994 on Mount Rainier. And the beneficiary was the National Spinal Cord Injury Association. And our tagline was, don't just do it, do it right. And so that was how Climb, and that's what you'll find is that this is really a multifaceted exercise or activity, because we can do a lot of things on a lot of levels for both participant and beneficiary. As of 1998, we focused our efforts on oral health education and treatment. And that's basically because of the fact that this is my community. I work in the dental field, and that's where my friends and connections are. And because there's such a great need for oral health education and treatment overseas, as I said, we decided as of 1998 to focus all our attention on that sort of cause.
I have a question. Just out of curiosity, I know the correlation between dental care and also heart disease. Do you see that by educating people more on the benefits of dental care, that there are fewer numbers of people that develop heart disease over in the third world countries?
Not only in third world countries, but right here in the good old USA,
yeah.
You're speaking something that I am particularly passionate about. In October of 2010, I and some colleagues founded an organization called the American Academy for Oral Systemic Health. And it speaks just to your point, as well as many others, about the mounting evidence and causative links between oral health and overall health. And frankly, it's certainly an issue overseas, and we are working to modify or to, I guess, enhance our projects overseas to incorporate this knowledge. And that, when you're really dealing with just getting people out of pain and educating them so that they can reach a far higher level of oral health than they're currently at, moving to this what we call third era of medicine, where we're truly in a preventive as opposed to reactive medical model. That's going to take some doing because we're not nearly there in this country. But it's a very worthwhile cause, and it's something that I am definitely passionate about and very much behind.
Yes, and I believe you have the equipment to do it. So I always use this little slogan, how do you eat an elephant one piece at a time? So I know it's big, but I just want to give you some motivation and encouragement. You can definitely do it. I was you mentioned about fun, you know, connecting people. How important it is for people to have fun doing something that's beneficial? And I know hiking is an exercise, and I know sometimes going to the dentist or talking about the subject of a dentist can be, you know, a chore or a task. What is the easy way to connect the two? Because it seems like two different worlds that are coming together at the mountaintop.
If we're talking about the importance of, well, it really doesn't matter what we're talking about, whether it's encouraging people to receive dental care, which is never a problem in these countries. The people literally wait in line for hours to receive the care. In terms of encouraging people to support the cause, life is a series of choices. And if somebody has a choice, and we're all being regularly approached by very worthwhile causes asking us to contribute our time, our money, our expertise, or something else. And I think where Climb for a Cause delivers a lot of benefit and why it has been so successful is that it, as I mentioned earlier, is multifaceted, and it gives people a lot of reasons to get and remain involved. Fun is certainly probably the major fuel behind it all, but so is a desire to meet like-minded people, to have a goal to perhaps get you back into or into for the first time the best shape of your life, and to learn about the various ways that you can make a positive difference, not only overseas, but in your own communities, because this is really a concept. It's a model that we share with our participants that they can bring back to their own communities and do more good locally if they wish.
That's absolutely right. I love it. It's a concept that can be transferable, and that's what we talk about here at A Kind Voice and Your Kind Voice, a model that you can take and use it, and it can be transferable, not only in America but in other countries. Do you have a personal story, personal situation that you have experienced that has really touched your heart when you was doing Climb for a Cause or a particular event that you would like to share?
Many I have, and I will share because I also, when we set up these overseas oral health education and treatment projects, of course, I do site inspections, and then we participate at least initially in the projects themselves. We do have room for lay people to participate in these overseas projects. There's plenty of heavy lifting or crowd control or just entertaining the kids that non-dentists can do. But that direct experience is the big secret when you're involved in philanthropy is that you always get more than you give. And the sense of appreciation and gratification and the speed with which the day goes by. I mean, we work hard. We work, and the clinicians, we have our head down, and we're seeing hundreds of kids in the matter of just a few days. And the time goes by, and you're tired, but it's a very gratifying kind of an exhaustion. As far as the climbing events themselves, and I do want to make to our listeners, your listeners, that when we say climb, these are not technically challenging nor dangerous events. What they are a physical challenge that people do want to take seriously and prepare for. And in the process of that, I get to know people. And I will tell you both that some of my best friends, friendships I made and connected with because of Climb for a Cause. And when you share these challenges, these singular experiences, you view vistas that few people do, those shared experiences last a lifetime, and they're really a kind of a glue that binds people together. So, you know, I can tell you that there are people, even those who didn't succeed, we, in the earlier years, we, I think, aimed a little high, literally and figuratively, and had some climbs that were maybe a bit too challenging. And, you know, we want everyone to summit. And now we pretty much do have 100% summit rate. At the beginning, we were still learning our way, and I remember in 1999, we only got two-thirds of the people to the top of Mount Rainier, and one of the participants was a dental assistant, and she had given it her level best, and she was nonetheless very grateful and appreciative, and I was very grateful and appreciative that she made such an effort and did all she could, and still had a wonderful experience. She wrote me afterwards and said she wouldn't trade it for anything.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to know, what direction do you see Climb Book Club heading in the future?
You wanted to ask me where it's heading in the future?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good question, and I would have more information for you after our advisory board meeting next Tuesday, because we had our 16th annual. Well, I can tell you plenty about where it's heading, but the next event, the venue, date, and specific location has yet to be decided. We're going to be doing that in Tuesday's advisory board meeting. This will be our 17th annual event. I will tell your listeners that we've narrowed it down to a peak in Colorado, Montana, Washington, I'm sorry, Hawaii, or Nevada. And the Hawaii is a bit of a dark horse, but that's what we're going to know now by Tuesday evening. As far as where we go with our sister foundation, Smile Tree, because we know not everybody likes to hike a mountain, and Smile Tree allows any health professional and their practice to, as we like to say, branch out and leave a smile. They can become a branch office of the Smile Tree, and then they can support our efforts. Currently, as of 2013, we have 9 oral health education treatment projects in 4 countries. Those 4 countries are Guatemala, Nepal, India, and Vietnam, and we're looking very closely at expanding to Tanzania or Kenya and Israel within the next year.
Wow. You are doing... Your staff, your advisory board, the whole team at Climb Four Calls is doing a phenomenal mission, not only in the States, but you are reaching the world. So I know that can make you feel good and gratifying at times.
It does. And, you know, just something about our specific approach. Some projects, and I, they all do good, but our specific model is that we don't just want to report back to our supporters how many thousands of teeth we treated or teeth we extracted or fillings that we placed. Our model is to actually create a chart for every child that we see and make a commitment to that child to see them again within 18 months' time. In other words, these children don't just see a dentist, they have a dentist, because our goal is to get them to a maintenance where they are healthy and they've learned how to take care of themselves, so that we're basically growing a crop of dentally healthy individuals who will contribute far more to their society, lead happier, more productive lives, and with hope be relatively pain-free as well. And I might add that one reason we focus overseas, because sometimes people ask me, and that's a legitimate question, don't we think that charity begins at home?
Right.
And our answer is that we do indeed, but we don't believe it ends there. And anyone who's traveled overseas knows that while there's no shortage of need here, there's no lack of need in this country, the depth of poverty overseas is really incomparable. And in any case, when you help someone overseas, it's a very intimate relationship when you're treating someone's teeth. And it's very difficult for them not to develop an affinity and a bond with that person, which I think goes a lot farther to bridging cultural gaps than, well, frankly, a lot of bureaucrats being, you know, yelling across oak tables or whatever, what have you. So we're building bridges, because I like to say a smile needs no translation.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for sharing your kind voice and what are you doing in your community and around the world. And I just want to encourage you to continue to do it. And whatever dreams and aspirations the organization have, I'm sure it's going to reach pillars of success. And I love it when you said you give more than you give, and you are definitely giving a lot. I like the follow-up process. I didn't even know it was a follow-up process to get the children and the maintenance. We thank you for your time here at A Kind Voice, and we really appreciate you for sharing your story.
It was my pleasure, and I hope you all will keep up your good work as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We are taking a break, and we'll be right back with more on Your Kind Voice. Thank you. Back to Your Kind Voice on the Kind Voice Radio. Christiane, we have had two great guests. You agree?
Yes, I think it was a really good program. It was very interesting. And our second guest, I learned a lot in this hour. Well, actually, we spoke to him for half an hour, that he does a lot more than just doing tea, you know?
Yes. I was very excited about the follow-up and the maintenance part with overseas. So very, very interesting. And it's amazing how the world is always turning with different things, different small acts of kindness that you never, never know about.
Yeah, that's true. So I'll have to check it out. I think he has a website, right?
Yes, climbforacause.org. So you can go in there and check it out and get some information and see how you can get involved with it. And we definitely want to give a shout-out to Kim, the music therapist, and how she gave great information about doing the music piece and climbing for a cause. And that just ties into the whole mission, you know, of this show, Your Kind Voice, because we want to hear about what you are doing in your community. How are you making a difference? How your voice is being spread and influencing the people in your world, because everything starts at home.
Yes, it does, and I definitely think it's a great thing that Kim and other music therapists are getting the credence that they need from the medical community to be recognized and acknowledged for the important things that they're doing. But then I think there'll be more of an interest in it and acknowledgement as a field.
Yes, I definitely agree. I want to introduce a Kind Spring. A Kind Spring, they do small acts that changes the world, which we all do small acts that change the world. And it's amazing what they do. They do anonymous acts of kindness. They're trying to do a global movement for kindness. For example, they have a 21-day challenge, and actually I signed up for the challenge, and I want to let it be known that I am practicing acts of kindness every day. And that's what we should be doing every day, practicing acts of kindness. So I really want to give a shout-out to all the great people at A Kind Spring for doing small acts that changes the world. We hear you. We thank you. We believe in you. And thank you for making the world a better place. And, Kim, I definitely want, if you haven't signed up, sign up with me and take the 21-day challenge of kindness. It's quite interesting, and I'm sure it's going to be fun. Yeah, so once again, you know, three great organizations that are doing random acts of kindness to make the world a better place, all being game changers. I like it in the song that Bruce here at A Kind Voice says, when we reach out, we receive. Even Daniel said, you get more than you give. And that's really, really what it's all about.
Well, I think also sometimes giving is better than receiving, especially if they didn't ask for it, but knowing you did the right thing, you did something good.
And it feels good. It really feels good to give. I mean, and I'm sure it releases great endorphins from the brain, like Kim mentioned earlier. So it feels good to really, really give. And we don't have to have millions of dollars to give. We can give a smile, a hug, kind words, motivation, encouragement. I definitely thank you for joining me as a co-host. I think it was a great hour.
Yes.
We learned so much, and I'm going to think about more ways that I can allow my kind voice to influence and affect the community and the world. And I want the listening audience to put your kind voice on your calendar. We are on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday from 7 to 8, and you're going to hear a lot of different guests sharing their kind voice. It's going to be different type of stories, different type of situations, some that you never heard about, but we definitely want you to become a part of Your Kind Voice. And if you have been showing your kind voice in your community, please feel free to send in your essay or to call the radio station, go to A Kind Voice website and submit it, and we will be more than happy to listen to your essay and allow you to be a guest on the show. And we had a great show. Christiane, I enjoy co-hosting with you. I think we're a great team.
Yes, I look forward to next time.
All right. Thank you, the listening audience, for tuning in to Your Kind Voice. I'm your host, Angie Sims, and my co-host, Christiane. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. No problem. I want to thank Kim, music therapist, that took time out to be on the show. I would like to thank Daniel for a climb for calls, for taking time out to share his story. I would like to thank the people at A Kind Spring small acts that changes the world. And also, I also like to give a shout out to Kind Voice Radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us be a part of your lives. We'll see you next time or listen to you next time. Have a great evening.
How's your day? Come take my arm, let's walk in sync away. I want to know your thoughts now, yes it's true. And that blue bird, he flew by now just for you. Step outside, you don't know who you'll meet. Go, come link elbows with me. Just know that I am there for you. To hear your voice, yes, lend a hand. In this moment, we will work together and turn a new kind stranger to a friend. Lonely road alone, searching for a place to call home. The path is long, we cannot see the end, but the journey's so much better with a friend. Come to my house and rest those weary bones. Drink and laugh, we'll both refill our souls. That cup of cheer you're drinking sure tastes sweet. I'm glad that your acquaintance I did meet.